Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And good evening.
What's been keeping you busy this week? So I know you're very busy all over the place.
Well, I've got a very interesting weekend coming ahead. I'm doing the Moulton Food Festival, which I'm very excited about. And I'm doing a cookery class in Moulton Food Festival with people who happen to just turn up on the day. Anybody can book, you can go along and book in. I'm doing mine on summer strawberries. I know they're not just in season yet, but my thought is it's a great dish, it's a great way of cooking, you know, something a bit different. So that's why I've done that, because everybody loves a strawberry, don't
they? If you want to be a strawberry expert, then see Steph in Moulton this weekend and tonight. So weather-wise this week, it's not been great the last couple of days. We had some lovely sunshine Monday, Tuesday, didn't we?
And t-shirt weather it was.
It was on Monday, Tuesday. So, but tonight we have got a summer dish, and it looks very, very tasty, this one, Steph.
Yeah, so the idea with this is, I know the weather's a bit up and down at the moment, and that's actually bad news for strawberries, because strawberries are so, you know, they contain so much water. So what we've got here, we've got a summer strawberry type dish, and we've kind of got old season and new season, because we've got some rhubarb, and I know I'm just clutching at straws here, Will. You know I am a rhubarb fanatic.
You love your trips over to Wakefield.
Indeed I do. And we've got some rhubarb there. That's outdoor reared rhubarb. It was grown in the gardens at Rudding Park. I've served it up with some... We've got some fruit jelly there. We've got some elderflower jelly, because the elderflowers are just coming in now. They're on the trees. Now is the time to make your elderflower cordial. Serving that along with a bit of strawberry shortcake, a really old-fashioned traditional thing, but it's a shortbread biscuit with chantilly cream, with strawberries, and I've sort of marinated those strawberries with a bit of sugar and a bit of alcohol in there, and it's just a real sort of burst of sunshine.
So it's not cheesecake, it's strawberry.
Well, we've got strawberries at one end, we've got rhubarb cheesecake at the other.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, so it's kind
There's that much on the plate, I'm getting confused. Honestly, I didn't realise there was so much just looking at it. There's a bit of everything you put in there, Steph.
Yeah,
and presentation here, I mean, I'm perfectly aware this is radio, of course, and you're listening to this right now, Carl. But let me tell you, this is very well presented, and not everybody's good at that, Steph. Give us some presentation techniques.
Well, presentation techniques, three things instead of two, five things instead of three. You know, you're sort of building up, so you're starting off 1-3-5 is the best way to go. Keep the numbers odd, and it looks better on the plate. The side of the plate is your frame of your picture, so keep everything inside the plate as best you can, because no artist paints on the frame of a picture, do they? It's all on the inside.
Indeed.
And you want crunch, you want soft, you want sweet, you want sour, you want all that stuff. And that plate has everything there. It's got the crunch of the shortbread, it's got the sweet sticky of the rhubarb cheesecake, lovely fresh of strawberries, and yeah, that's your lot, Will.
Right, let's
just dive in.
There we go. Not often that I have a pudding before my tea, but we'll make exception tonight. So here we go. So that's a nice little bit of the shortbread there.
And I've got the recipes. I'm going to send you those on, so we can get those on the website. And
them strawberries are lovely.
Yeah.
Very juicy.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stay FM.